Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most Seth brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 195 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. That is right, everyone. We are just five episodes away from our 200th episode of this show. But also, guys, we're only one episode away, at least at the time of this recording, from our fifth anniversary of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. So exciting stuff is happening over the next
That's jail few time. Episodes.
Yeah.
That is jail time. Yeah. But unfortunately, though, our regular co-host, Super Marcy, wasn't able to join us today. So it's going to be a boys' night. And with me to have a boys' night, first up, of course, is the professor of all things science, Professor Batch.
Acknowledge me!
Roman's angry again.
I acknowledge you, my tribal Keith, yes. As per usual.
He was looking forward to Marcy being here, and she's not here, so he's all emo. Yes. But yes, you're I think I am your tribal elder now because I am 50 years old.
Yes, you are the oldest of the tribal elders, but yet the one that we give the most respect to.
Batch is so fucking old. He's like, he's older than the internet. He's older than cell phones.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know, right? Batch alone, Craven. Just because you're a walker.
I mean, Craven didn't even realize that.
Craven, we all know you should.
He's gonna light his bong and he's gonna throw his hip out. He's that old.
Craven, you should have been giving Batch shit for being old. We all know you're at least about 70 or 80 years old.
Dude, I'm 4 years old. I'm a fictional character on a podcast, man.
Yeah, but it's like 20 years in podcast character years, so.
I've had enough of this. He's been doing it all the time on Webtails. He's been doing it on Flossom. Harambe Jones. Throw this fucker through a window.
Don't worry, Batch. I'll fix you up for the bill for your broken window. But also joining us is the most American of the Americans, and that, of course, is Trash Panda Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
God damn, it's been a while. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm over here eating fucking wieners. So. Like,
oh, you're eating wieners, are you?
Yeah, dude. I'm hungry for some wiener. Let's go.
So speaking of wieners, you can like all I hear about eating wieners on our show Fossum Friday on the Pop4D Network.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a while. Yeah. So yes, nobody's eating wiener over here but me.
Well, so. I mean, like, it has been a little bit because after last week's episode on G.I. Joe the movie and this one, we did have a bit of a break in between episodes due to a few things that have come up. So we are back in full swing. And
Colin, dude, I didn't even come in to like the end of that movie.
Yes,
I know.
That was so great.
You were coming, but that's beside the point. But you came in at least the last 30 minutes of the movie, which was pretty fun.
Stupid summertime. Get out of my face, son. It's like fucking Mario in here.
I was going to say, the sun is literally shining upon you right now, Colin. Dude,
I need it, dude. It's dark as fuck in here.
But Colin, it is your pick this week for the show. And what movie have you chosen for this one?
Well, I chose not a Tubi original, but a Shudder original. I watched it the other day and I thought it was fucking hilarious. I picked Deadstream.
Oh,
yes.
So fucking
funny. It still counts. It's on Tubi. It's on Canadian Tubi. So it counts.
I find both hilarious and kind of puzzling that just in the last maybe 2 months, there are more and more Shudder original movies popping up on Tubi. It feels like weird watching original content from one streaming service and seeing it on Tubi. So, in a weird way, yes, this needed to be a Tubi Tuesdays episode, but in a way, this could be an unofficial Shudder Saturdays episode or Shudder Sundays episode. Whichever one, if we ever did.
As we keep spinning them off, we've got one spinoff now. That's usually how it works, right? Like, once the show spins off one, then there's like 9 more after that. None of them are as good as the first.
True.
Yeah.
Kind of like Joey. Like that.
Yeah.
Sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. The original is way better. Actually,
yeah.
Friends is okay. Unpopular opinion. Yeah. Friends is okay.
No worries. Well, we might as well get straight to it. And watch Deadstream. What you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Deadstream if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But also, the movie is playing on Shudder as well. So if you have Shudder, you can easily watch it there. So I'm going to count us down from 5. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way, our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Man, shut your bitch ass up.
Amazing. But
I don't know who that was, but he's not putting up with it, babe.
Exactly. And he shouldn't. But once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, and we'll make sure to give a time stamp as well. So that way you stay in stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Deadstream, first of all, how dare you?
Yeah.
I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Batch, Colin, are you ready to see some found footage goodness from Shudder on Tubi with Deadstream?
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I look like Rudolph when you look at the sun hits my face. I got that Rudolph glow here. And then, oh, dude, it's killing.
Yes.
Like fat Italian nose over here.
Indeed. But we'll get straight to the movie. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. There we go. A Shudder original to me.
Dun, dun.
Also, this is like the second. This is the second found footage movie Colin has picked this year.
Dude, I love found footage movies, dude. They're like my thing.
Mm.
Indeed. I mean, Colin, I mean, because you've done Paranormal Entity last year. Oh.
It's so fuck. That's like.
Oh, look, he's replicating Moses going down the river.
That's racist.
It's hella racist.
A-cab!
This is how Johnny Somali got arrested in Korea.
Was that in North or South Korea?
South.
Ah.
They ain't putting up with this bullshit. He's going to jail.
Also, did they even tell? I don't know, dude. I don't remember because I watched this like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. What the fuck did he do?
Like, oh, they do say in the movie what he did.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah.
Also, that's not true. That motherfucker had a ton of money.
Yeah.
Well, he had to eat ramen noodles so he can save money. All of his money, I should say.
Fuck that dude. I'm sitting over here eating fucking wieners, and he's not like, dude, he's, you know what he's really eating. He's eating steaks and fucking shrimp.
YouTube's a cruel mistress. Like, they cut off your monetization, and then,
mm-hmm. As soon as they do, you basically have to, like, go through the whole process of, like, getting your channel back up on,
Not everybody's online. Making Hasbin Gold money here.
Yeah.
$40,000 for like 3 days of work. Must be nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's my fucking Logan Paul money or my fucking Jesser money? My kids watch this dude who plays basketball and all he does is make videos about TikToks that are already made by other people.
Yeah.
Just reaction videos. It's like, dude, I could do that. What the fuck?
Why aren't we doing that now? We should be making reaction videos to reaction videos.
I mean, could we do a reaction video to our own videos?
Yes. Well, I'm telling you, when Alan Ian, our industrial like AI guys get it, so Craven can start making his own videos with audio, we'll react to those. So.
Yes.
Oh, you think Sasquatch videos are bad? Wait till he starts cranking out stuff.
Oh, geez.
Dude, look at the sperms in the background.
Mm.
I think they ghost colored.
What happened? Oh,
it's just the movie. It's just the movie. Even I thought for a second, we had an ad or something. So.
Well, is that dad? Is that, do I need the?
You fucking Mark!
Fucked me up, dude.
Oh, now we're actually into the found footage.
Yes.
No, it's a shirt. Oh, he tricked us, that fucking dumb dude.
It's a swerve. He's going to get sued.
Nah.
I mean, why would you want to go to a house that's called Death Manor?
I mean, dude, it's Death Manor. Why wouldn't you want to go?
Bead, let me handle this, because I am the number one streamer now on Kick with my AGT streams. I've done two streams, and I'm number one, and I may retire already.
Craven, are you going to do, like, for a future stream, are you going to go to a haunted house and spend the night there and try to find ghosts?
Here's what they do. I stick Louise in the house, and then I run away. Then I don't come back.
Dude, I got but two kids. I already live in that.
You know she's going to get into a frupple or an orgy with all the other ghosts that are in the house. We don't.
She's either going to have sex with the ghosts in that house, or she's going to burn it down. Either way, we win.
Yep. Yeah. And he just threw the car batteries away.
Yep.
Idiot.
Rookie maneuver.
Idiot.
Yes.
That's how you know it's fake. Because those weren't really fucking spark plugs.
Yes.
No.
And I bet this that dude.
Hold on. Those weren't really from his car. He does not look like he could take spark plugs out of his car, if you ask me.
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
He seems like the kind of guy He would pretend he would buy actual spark plugs, just like pretend he's working on his car, and then just throw the ones that he bought away and just left the real ones in the car.
Yes.
Yeah, for like dramatic value.
They were props.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't really work.
I should also state that this movie is directed by husband and wife team, Vanessa Winter and Joseph Winter, and Joseph Winter plays this guy.
Okay.
So he's the director, co-director, co-writer, and also star of this movie.
It's dude, such a good concept. We could
make this fucking movie, dude. It's so
we easy. Totally could.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, a part of me has always wanted to go into a haunted house for a night with just cameras and just go in there by myself. Because I watch a lot of ghost hunting shows and stuff like that. And just ghost videos on YouTube. Some you could like watch them like, oh yeah, these seem legit. Other ones like, oh yeah, this is bullshit. But I would go in there and try to capture the real thing if I possibly could. And if I don't, you know, I blame that on the house.
Yeah, you would be dead within an hour because it wouldn't put up with your jokes.
Yeah. Although I am a little sad our co-host Marcy isn't here because she's all obsessed with this new game that's out there at the moment called Phasmophobia, I think it's called. I could be wrong. Like a ghost hunting game.
Phantasmagoria? So
yeah, that's it. That's what I meant to say. Phasmagoria.
That's an old game.
Phasmagoria. Is it? I mean, it's been around for a little while, but she's now getting into it. And this would have been totally right up her alley.
Yeah, it's one of those FMV games from like old computers.
Mm.
I've stayed at a haunted house before. Legit haunted house. It's fucking terrifying,
The house like I grew up in was haunted.
There's a monkey boy.
Not like bad haunted, but like at one time I used to live in the back of my bedroom was in the basement, and a couple of times I woke up in the middle of the night where like, okay, there's something out there.
Mm. I used to live in a haunted house as well for many years, but it wasn't a case like the house was haunted because my dad built the house we lived in, but because he was a carpenter back in the day. But it was the only reason it became haunted because my mum bought like this antique jewelry, which we believe had a ghost attached to it. And let's just say I've had a lot of creepy experiences in that house growing up.
Dude,
which I may go into later in the episode.
Yes. Why are you putting? Why are you locking the? This guy deserves it.
Exactly.
Did he leave the key? Does he lose the key?
Yeah, he puts it down the vent.
No, I was just gonna tell you about the story of the one time I fucked a ghost.
You got to watch that one too.
Yeah, he saw that one.
That became the basis of a movie Marcy and I watched for the show called The Ghost. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. You fucked the ghost. Was that Toby?
Well, no, was it Alexandria? Was it a shark ghost, Colin?
Yeah. Dude, this is just what my house looks like after my kids have been here for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Colin, why are you denying what happened between you and I a couple of years ago?
Dude, it's okay. You suck a mean dick.
I mean, that's true. And also, I mean, I taught you well because you're eating a lot of wieners today.
Dude, all about the wieners. It fucking liquided in my mouth and everything, dude. It was great.
Well, that's that was the extra ectoplasm that was marinated all over.
Now, Toby, it's not Pride Month anymore, so.
Okay, that's fair enough. Listen. Ghosts, I'm a very sexual ghost. I respect everybody's genders and sexuality and all that. So let's just say, you know, I like having sex with everything and everyone because, you know, if it's hot, I will do it.
Yeah, like dogs and shit and air. Yeah, because you're a ghost. I mean, you gotta fuck a lot of air.
Maybe, I mean, air definitely. Dogs, I may have to draw the line there. And cats, too.
Maybe now,
ghost cat, bro. What about ghost cat?
Yeah, I don't want to mess with ghost cat.
You don't fuck with ghost cat. Now, Toby, how's it been with Louise? Because the cat's out of the bag. She knows everything about you and Alexandria now.
Yeah, she's taking it reasonably well. so yeah. far.
Be careful there, buddy.
She's handling it well, although I have noticed her one of her eyes is starting to bulge out a little bit and get all, like, really red and veiny, so it may have something to do with what's been going on, but it could be just an illness. I don't know. I guess I might have to get her some topical cream for it.
Well, watch your back, bud.
Yes, but anyway, so I better get going because I'm going to go look back on the videos that Colin and I made together, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
Dude, I watch that all the time. It's like ingrained in my memory. It's a fucking in my spank bank. It's great.
That's the one movie Chad from Who Buys Porn will not buy.
Yes.
No, dude, I don't even want to see my dick. So who really wants to see my dick for real? No one. Like, I don't even want to see it.
Corner Man.
Hell yeah, Corner Man. Shut up, phone. Jesus Christ.
That's just voted Wells.
Yeah.
He's going to go in the next room and find Bonnie Blue in there.
That looked like my grandpa.
Now, the question, would Toby touch Bonnie Blue, or is that too many dudes?
That is a good question.
How much is too much for Toby?
Toby did say he has a line, so maybe
nobody Bonnie wants Blue to be 999.9 in 1,000.
Exactly.
Nah,
I will be 57, but not at least that number. Oh,
has Toby had chlamydia?
He's got ghost chlamydia.
Ghost chlamydia.
Or is it like, or they like to call it boom middleia?
Did he have to? That's one.
Did he have to take antibiotics?
Yes. That you know you want to.
No, I'll give that one to Colin. Colin gets a bell. I can't find the bell, so.
Dude, it's good. That was a good one. Shut up.
That was a good one.
It was a good one.
Antibiotics. You do this. That's the thing. Like, this is definitely a real house. I would imagine they had to go like find a real house to make this movie, but they had to make sure they found the house that wasn't dangerous at all, or you like fall through or like the floor or anything like that.
That would make it even more funny. Like, even funnier if the fucking dude fell through the stairs and shit. That would have been hilarious. My fucking ankle is broken. You know what movie we really need to watch if they have it on Tubi? Bad Ben. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
I know I'm no. Bad Ben. I've never seen it. But isn't there like 10 movies in that series?
Yeah, yeah. But the first one's hilarious. Just some dude with a Jersey accent yelling at ghosts. And it's all fucking
You know, movie. Ghost, you're going around here booing yeah, me, ghost. Yeah, what dude, up, it's bro? So funny.
It's so funny. I'll have to see if it's on here. If not, we're just going to have to do it for one of the extras.
Yeah, we might have to do it as like a bonus, yes.
Or we can do it for Pop 40. Anything goes on Pop 40. Yes, so.
That's true.
If it's on Foursome, we could do it as a Foursome Friday episode.
We could.
Well, I can safely say this guy is an automatic Best Actor nominee for the awards, or potential Best Actor nominee.
Well, he's going to have to fight it out with Tony Cannoli from Fossum Fridays. Oh, my God. From Dust Till Bong. That was a performance. Yes. We could probably get him on the show.
We probably could.
I've been scouring because the guy that was Tony Cannoli and from Dust Till Bong is the director and the writer. So he's got a whole series of films on all the platforms. Nice. So.
Dad, why am I here? Why am I ghost hunting? All I wanted was ice cream.
Is that Baby Boobalini?
Oh, it was Baby Boobalini before she became a ghost.
Now that the truth is all out about Baby Boobalini, it is 100% true she was not an abortion.
Yes, There you go.
What?
I've been telling you guys this from the very beginning.
She is the product of two ghosts fucking. She is Toby and Alexander the Ghost Shark's ghost baby. So she was not an abortion.
Damn, dude, I'm so upset now. I wanted it to be an abortion. Damn.
It's okay, Colin.
It's okay. It just raises all other sorts of questions.
Yes. Although, let's just admit, say, like, Baby Boomer Lady, all of her ghost friends were abortions.
Colin, at the end of the day, it's still a dead baby.
Yes. Ew. Look at that water.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just yellow.
I was going to say, that water looks like if you touch it, it's, like, solid on top.
EVPs, the Young Bucks from AEW, right? Kenny Omega. Yeah. Speaking of which, All In is Saturday, and I'm going to miss it because I got to fucking work. This is bullshit.
Yeah, how dare work like actually?
I'm sick. Wrestling's on.
Oh, no, I just came off a week's holidays at my day gig, so I can't book Saturday off. But who has a wrestling show at 1 o'clock in the afternoon because WWE tries to counter-program every single show you're on?
Well, I was at a at the time of this recording a few days before, I was at a local wrestling show.
Oh,
like, the Australian one, I think. What's it called? What was it called?
Icon Wrestling.
I don't know if that was it.
It's OCW. Icon Wrestling.
Oh, I can't wrestling, yes.
Koala wrestling. Koala.
Because I went there with a mutual friend of mine and Marcy's at the last minute. And I went there, and no joke, this was the most fucking hilarious thing. I sat down there, because they had like all the like the main poster for the event on all the seats. And I'm just like sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, what the is that my cousin on the poster? And my cousin, was wrestling in an event that night.
What's your cousin's name? What's his ring name?
His real name's Jackson, but his ring name is Scotty Green. So I didn't know he was there. He didn't know I was there. So I met up with him afterwards without telling him, and you should have seen the face. You should have seen his face when he saw me. It was hilarious.
That's his kayfabe name. Kayfabe.
Oh, sorry.
Kayfabe.
That's the room he's going to jerk off in later.
Yes. Regardless, those ghosts are watching or not.
He's going to stream it on the internet on OnlyFans.
He's going to scream it on Only Ghosts. Oh, sorry, Ghostly Fans, I meant to say. Nope, no Tom Cruise in there. Honestly, the guy's reaction to seeing anything creepy would totally be me if I was in this house. I see a weird picture on the wall. Nope, don't want it.
I think we have to do this experiment, Pete. I think we're going to have to get you a bunch of cameras and just go in a random house at night.
Yes, I think it's
going to If you don't get arrested or killed, then it'll be good content.
Knowing my luck, it won't be a ghost that would try to kill me. It'd be a fucking homeless person that's hanging out in the house.
Y'all want to hit?
No, that's when you do a bunch of crack with them and just become friends.
Oh, he's drinking his energy drink, but it's one of those cheapo ones.
Sponsorship.
Yep.
So if you want to sponsor the 2B2B podcast, where can they send that email, Bead?
Well, if people want to sponsor the 2B Tuesdays podcast, or if you want us to basically promote any items of yours, go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and just as little as $1 a month, you get access to all episodes of our shows on the Super Network and our exclusive Patreon only exclusive video version of this show, so you can watch us watch the movie. But also, if you wanted to sponsor us in like terms of ad revenue and stuff like that, or marketing, definitely hit us up there or at our email. So all details will be in the post below in this podcast.
So, Bede, yeah, how it? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, I'll fuck a fleshlight on this show. Like, I'll do it.
Bede, how many subscribers for putting you in a ghost haunted house with a bunch of cameras? Right.
Okay, you know what? If we can get 10 more subscribers, I will do a ghost investigation.
Yeah,
podcast.
Okay, dude, lock it in.
Fly out for that. I'll come to Australia to do that with you.
We talk a lot of shit about what we're gonna do for many subscribers on this show, but we're locking that in. I want that on the Patreon tomorrow.
Yes. All right, 10 more subscribers, people. You heard it here first.
Put it on the social medias. Put it on the Tiki Talkies.
Exactly.
Put it on the Blue Sky.
Also, if anyone would love to donate some money so that Colin can come to Australia so he can partake in this ghost investigation, feel free to do that.
Yeah, I need a passport. I've never had one in my life. So
yeah, I need one too. So.
Oh, I bet you need to come too. So all four of us will go. Dude,
yeah, I'm not going to the ghost house. I'll be the outside correspondent to the ghost house. Yes. I'll be yelling, guys, are you still alive in there?
Yeah, we're good.
I'll be the guy in the horror movie that's killed first because I'm just hanging out by the car smoking a joint.
The ghost tried to fuck me, but I'm okay.
Yes.
I've had worse.
Yeah.
He's touched like a toy doll. No, keep it away from me.
Dude, I really want to go hunting for ghosts now. Ghost hunting.
Yes.
I'm going to do that later.
I know. Yeah, I was going to say, if Marcy was here, then that baby Bubblini would show up right then.
Exactly. But I hear she's in preschool at the moment.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Morty Monday from Possum Fridays. How you doing? I'm not a very good ghost. I'm a bad ghost. I'm here joined with my good buddy, Norn.
Norn.
And, Mutters. Yeah, we're gonna kill all three of you guys right now, because, you know, we normally hang up on the 16th floor, and this is nice. This is a lot less scummy than our floor on the 16th floor.
Yeah, I think you guys need to stay up there because it's a bit more creepy up there. It's more nicer down here.
If you tell Toby and Tomorrow, I'm going to beat the living shit out of them because we're moving in. They're moving out.
Well, I mean, you could try to move them out, but I think they're pretty dead set. And also, you haven't met Louise yet, so I have a feeling like you may not last too long if you.
Oh, we got plans for Louise Lasso. All right.
Oh, jeez. Well,
get out of here. You're not supposed to. You guys are supposed to be on Fossum Friday. This is not your show. You guys.
Exactly.
You made your appearance, and now you guys can leave.
Yes, they got their cameo for the episode.
Oh, by the way,
I'm reading the comment. Sorry.
Happy birthday, Batch, you old son of a bitch. We'll see you soon.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
But, yeah, I'll tell you right also, now, I died. Okay, if you're talking about dying, there is, like, it's just dark, okay? I died. So it's just dark.
You did.
I did.
Has Colin been a ghost this whole time?
I'm going to say yes.
Dude, listen, I freak out. I freak myself out sometimes where I'm like, is this shit even real? Like, did I really survive? Or is this just like
a simulation or something?
A simulation in my brain? Like, have I just been in a coma for all this whole time? Like, for the last 2 years? Because that'd be hilarious.
I would explain a lot about the first half of this podcast. Yeah.
Oh, there's a ghost.
Oh.
It's coming back. Holy shit, that ghost has got a huge stomach. It's a fat ghost.
It's pregnant.
It's pregnant with baby Bubblini.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just really, really was hungry because I was really hungry.
I love that, like, reading the comments on the side. One of them said, this dude's a virgin.
Yeah. Chat, yeah. Bye-bye sponsors.
Again.
Well, if they want to sponsor us, now they're not sponsoring him. Then.
Exactly.
Because we're cheap, we can be bought.
Mind you, it's only one sponsor.
Yes. It's one more than we have.
Yeah. Okay, his backpack is safe.
Yes. A little ghost kit.
Yep, he's got his sacrificial knife, his holy water.
Dude, it probably smells like mad shit in that house. You know how many bums probably took dumps in that place?
Yes.
So much crystal meth was smoked in this house.
So much, dude. So much.
That's the thing, though. Like, having watched a lot of these kind of, like, ghost shows, not the, like, where if it's compilations and stuff like that, you would be surprised on, even if a house is literally in the middle of nowhere, you always find a bum somewhere inside.
Dude, shout out to my favorite ghost hunting show, fucking Zach Baggins and Ghost Adventures. Let's go, baby.
This is actually the Crazy House from Crazy House.
Yes. We gotta find the ghost bra. Come out, ghost bra.
It's Nick Frost.
So, how do we link this movie back to G.I. Joe the movie?
Well, Dr. Mindbender was doing experiments with the paranormal.
Yes.
And this is the ghost of Cobra Commander in this house.
Yes.
No, wait. Duke died. Was it Duke died at the end of that movie originally? So he's the ghost of Duke in this movie.
Oh, Duke died during that 5 minutes, came a ghost, and then went back to his body. This was kind of happening at the same time.
Yes.
And my guest, I'm like one of your biggest fans, and my name is Stephanie.
He wanted to be a member of G.I. Joe, but they wouldn't hire him.
Yes.
His G.I. Joe name would be Livestream.
Is that Livestream? His wife in real life? Because he fucking bagged to like a good 9 right there.
Yeah, she's way too hot for him.
Exactly, dude.
I don't think that's Natalie Stone, and no, she's not his real life wife.
Can that would track though, like can usually
she be my
like,
real life wife. Because
I mean,
usually the nerdiest, toadiest streamer is married to the hottest woman, and then she leaves him and takes all his money.
Don't get me started on that. Like I said, my kids watch like a lot of these like YouTubers, like for kids and shit.
Yeah.
That do like pranks and fucking all this different shit. They watch some dude called Ben Azar something. I can't pronounce his last name, but he has not only had one of the hottest YouTube streamers I've ever seen in my life, and now he has a wife that's hotter than the hottest YouTube streamer. What the fuck, dude? I'm like, that's not his real wife. That is not. She's taking his money or something.
I looked up Vanessa Winters, the co-director of this movie, and Joseph's real-life wife, and that's her right there.
Ugh.
That's not right.
Ugh. Yeah. Ugh.
Wow.
B, do you have a pink iPhone too? Because I do too.
Well, technically, this is Marcy's old phone that she gave me, but I just haven't changed the thing yet.
Dude, mine's like pink legit pink.
We got pink phone brothers.
Fuck yeah, dude. Ding.
You fucking American, you fucking international people with your iPhones, eh?
Yeah, my iPhone, eh?
Dude, Android shit.
Like, yeah.
Oh, man, Android's like, much better, man.
I tried to use an Android, and I used to have Androids back in the day until I switched to the iPhone, but a little while ago, I had to... Someone asked me to fix their Android, and I was confused as fuck, like, going through it.
Pixel all the way, baby.
Yep.
Fuck Samsung.
Dude, see, if that girl's married, I'm going to try to look her up. Where's she? What's her name?
Madeline Stone. Let me find out for you, Colin. I will find out for you.
We got to write her and be like...
Melody Stone, I meant to. Melody!
Melody!
come on our podcast, Melody. I will fucking wow you. I'll woo you and wow you, okay? Come live with me in Missouri.
Yes. Doesn't say anything about her being married, so...
There's a shot.
No. Listen, I'm fucking overweight, but I'm funny as shit. So, I'll woo you.
It just means you're good to snuggle with, man.
Dude, it's the best. All right, I'm a big teddy bear. All right, and I'm hairy, so it's even better, like teddy bear. Dude, me too. I got eyes in the back of my head. Oh, dude, I would love to go down on her. What? Wait. Dude, she's not there.
She's not real.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. He's like, let's see his hot piker go in here.
Told you. Yeah, she's gone, dude.
Oh. And that being creepy.
Ooh.
She wants to suck that whole ghost dick.
Dude.
I think she's like a contender for supporting actress or even lead actress, I would say.
Even if it was a short or something, they should do something with the Ghostbuster license, like a found footage movie like this.
I mean, I'm surprised they have it. I mean, they could.
Like, it'd be really low budget.
Yeah, you could be, or even just a foul, like a fan film or something like that.
And Slimer comes on her titties.
Yes. Well, I'm sure there's a movie like that already.
I'm sure there is too.
Was it Rule 37 or Rule 39?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised 37. If there's like a Ghostbusters XXX parody. You know what? I'm going to find out.
Busted makes me feel good.
I'm looking that shit up now.
And I would not be surprised if there is. Oh my gosh, there is.
Ghostbusters porn parody. Yeah.
What's it called?
Just Ghostbusters XXX parody.
Why aren't we watching that?
Yeah.
Let's do a react. Let's make our first video for YouTube, a reaction video to that, and then we'll get banned right from the first episode.
Yes. Extreme Ghostbusters. A triple X stream. Extreme. It's in 4K.
That's what they film in Champion's sub-basement.
Now, this is the sub-basement of Champions, right?
Yes, yeah. Treasure!
That's where all the best Tubi movies are kept.
That's where Louise keeps her porn, her sex toys, in a chest like that.
And it's in the smallest box. See, that's how your deliveries from Wild Secret come in. They come in a huge box, and they come inside a smaller box. And I just realized what I just said out loud.
I was just about to be like, bro.
How do you know this, Bede?
Yeah.
I'm not going to confirm or deny how I know all of this.
Dude, it's okay. Coming in boxes is just natural. It's fine. Now you get ghost chlamydia.
Yes.
Coming in boxes.
Now, for because it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago, I got a yes. gift card for Amazon. And with that, I purchased the Cheech and Chong Stoned game. It's a card game. It's a party game. So basically, it's kind of like Cards Against Humanity. So basically, you get all your accoutrements, you get your bongs, your joints, your pipes, your pens, edibles, some munchies, and get a group of people together. And then each person takes a card. And some of the ones, let's say, are roll one if you've watched Frozen more than once, you can sing all the songs all the way through. Take a hit if you're still in yesterday's underwear.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no. No, I'm not.
If kangaroos seem intimidating, take a hit.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Light one up if you're on the first name basis with a parole officer.
No.
Not yet.
Take a hit if you've ever purchased a greenhouse.
No.
Smoke a bowl if you know what movie Cheech begs for someone to scratch his balls in. Now tell us when you've scratched someone else's balls.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
the movie was Things Are Tough All Over.
Yes.
Take a hit if you think spending $200 on a vaporizer seems reasonable.
No.
As your butt tender, I'd say that is a very reasonable price because they go up to $500. So,
yes.
But no, it's a fun game. I definitely recommend it. Your tribal keeps a little bit of approval. Colin, I know you don't smoke anymore, but we may have to figure out a way to play this on a podcast or make a live stream or something.
Dude, yes. I'll just use my nicotine vape. It's fine.
Colin can referee. He can be the judge.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
Dude, fucking sobriety. Fuck.
And because of the stoner that I am, I actually bought the same game twice. Because I thought they were different versions, because one is the spin the bottle one and the one's just regular. So I thought this was the newer version, but they're literally the exact same game, except one has a board and one doesn't. So.
God.
And I got myself some Cheech and Chong Funko Pops. So I made it like a themed Amazon package.
As you should, my friend. As you should.
Hell yeah.
Mm, yeah. And I'm a man.
Abedu Dembala, give me the power, I beg of
Come on, give you.
Now, that was earlier in the year with Child's Play. Oh, wait, that was the AI robot, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, the shitty one. Who the fuck mate, remakes a classic like that?
Maybe. That wasn't that bad. That actually was not that bad. Because if anything's going to cross over with Megan, that one actually makes more sense because it's an AI.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys see Megan 2 yet? Is that any good?
I watched a recap of it. It's not a horror film anymore. It's an action franchise now.
Yeah,
that's fucking hilarious.
It goes pretty much from horror to sci-fi action.
Damn. So like Fast and the Furious when they went to space and shit.
Oh, that's like four films from now.
Yes. They were speeding it up pretty quickly.
Do you guys remember when the Leprechaun went into space?
Yeah, twice.
Twice, dude. He went in there twice. The hood
twice.
He did.
And we still haven't done any of those movies for the show.
Dude, we can't do the hood ones. I want to so bad, but you know how many times the Leprechaun says the N-word in the hood movie? A lot.
Jeez.
That's lot. Okay. We just gotta hit the button.
That's racist, bitch.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, I will tell you in Leprechaun 2, when he tries to get a little rapey with that girl, you know that if he fingered her with those nasty claw hands, she would have gotten a yeast infection really bad.
Then she talked to Trump, and Trump would say,
"Where did you come on this woman?"
Ew.
Leprechaun.
This is what happens. See, this is what happens. If you play with a Ouija board, it's going to happen.
No, dude, I played with a Ouija board before. Nothing happened to me. I just, you know, had a heart attack and shit and died.
Well,
and,
see, you know, Colin, that's cool. Why you should be playing with yourself then.
Dude, I fuck a ghost every night.
You ghost yourself.
Dude, I wrote a joke the other day because I got super depressed. And I, like, one of my friends was like, you should go out on a date with yourself. And I was like, all right. I went out on a date with myself and I fucking bought food to the imaginary date that was right across the fucking booth from me. And I was like talking to the person like I was, dude, the people looked at me so bad. I came home and wrote a joke about it. And I was like, at the end of the joke, I was like, yeah. And I totally banged myself.
No, the punchline should have been, and I'm pressing charges against myself because it was not consensual.
Dude, it's always consensual. It's always consensual.
Yes.
I accidentally roofied myself.
Yeah, dude, I sexually assaulted myself. I'm sorry.
What? Why does her hair look like Steamboat Willie mask?
Dude, shut up. She's smoking. She's smoke show. I want her on the podcast so I can woo her. Again, I want her to come on.
There's an idea for a sketch there. A guy with a multiple personality syndrome goes on a date with himself and roofies himself, but he doesn't realize.
Dude, that's kind of what I did, but just not the roofie part.
And he keeps cutting back to the bartender who's fascinated, but he's not going to stop it.
Dude, but I would look at, make sure people weren't watching, and I'd like drink the fucking soda that I got for the other side and like move the food around like somebody ate it.
And he keeps going back to the bathroom and switching outfits.
Dude, it's so fucking funny. I think we might be on to something with my depressing life over here.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
Dude, that's hot. Let's go.
Oh!
I think she's a vampire.
And she had one day left till retirement.
One of my fans bit me. I was supposed to get at least another $100 for that to happen.
Oh, he's gonna get a 3-day suspension from Twitch for that.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to murder anyone on Twitch.
If Hassan does it, no problem, no ban. But anybody else, they're gonna get banned for it.
Dude, I'm hoping we get so popular one day that some bitch tries to bite me and I have to stab her. Like that's where I want to be.
That's when you know you've made it.
Yeah, dude.
Colin, I expect when this podcast becomes super, super famous one day, you have Melanie Stone on one side and you have Joseph Lux on the other side.
Dude, and I will fucking be so scared I'd never get my dick soft, my dick hard ever with that. I'd be so scared.
It'll just be hard like 24/7.
Dude, it'll take like 6 blue chews, Zuzu.
Dude, I'll have another heart attack. It's fine. I'll take enough blue chew to give me another heart attack. It's fine. Oh, she's on. She needs a tampon. There's no pads in this haunted house.
Well, we are around the time of this episode. It's going to be Shark Week, so that makes sense.
Jesus,
Chrissy, you're not upset that I stabbed you in the throat with a shard of wood, are you? Yeah, dude, I think it's high time to hightail it out of there.
Dude, it's cool. She's just fucking on her period. She's PMSing. It's fine. That's what happens, dude.
So for our movie of this, you guys are trying to batch, let us out. I'm like, no, you guys are good, man. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah. She just needs...
Am I the only... Sorry, go ahead.
She just needs a heating pad and some fucking cookies, and she'll be all right. Just get her some chocolate.
Get her some deep-fried pickles.
I can't leave. The sponsors won't let me.
It's Ben Savage.
That kid should not be watching this stream.
My dad said I'm allowed to watch streams where people get murdered.
Turns out it's just Goatsy. Yes.
Because everyone uses it.
And because when he broke it, it released it.
Mm. So it's all his fault. And I'm so sad you're going to die now.
Yeah, you're going to die horribly, but I'm going to do a reaction video to your death, and I'm going to get 100.
Yes. Ah, Sean.
Someone needs to make like a really angry, mean-spirited found footage ghost movie like this and just call it Fuck Around and Find Out.
Dude, he broke the door. He could totally fucking go out.
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday. Can I get a shout out?
Gonna come out of hiding.
I would actually be chirping you guys in the chat the whole time.
This is what I would imagine. What I imagine, like what Craven feels like every time he checks the chat. It's a Louise harassing him.
I know, man. I'm going to have to get somebody to banner to be a moderator, man.
Well, don't worry, Craven. We'll find a moderator for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go over there, dude. She's on her fucking period. She's going to push you down the stairs, dude. She's angry. You have to offer her chocolate.
Ah.
Told you. Told you. That's what they look like.
Hello.
Hello, hello, honeys. It's me, Louise Lassen. Sorry for the jump scare.
Oh, sticking finger up nose. This is a Louise move.
It is. Oh, I did this to Craven a long time ago. I jumped on his back and I picked his nose.
Oh.
Dude, I'd still bang that ghost.
That's what he did to me too. He threw me down the stairs and tried to get
We
out
were
of
never
house.
Married. That's slander. We've been over this, Louise.
Oh, Craven, you gotta stop denying the
Louise, you know how I know you're lying? We were never married. The timeline changed and we were never married.
Dude, that's...
Oh, yes, that's right. That means I can, you can join our frapple.
That's why you guys never had children. You threw her down the stairs.
No.
Oh, honey. My poor boys. Somehow they're still dead in this timeline, too. I mean, what?
Hey, Louise, how's the marriage going with Toby, by the way?
Oh, it's fine. Nothing's wrong.
Yeah, doesn't it suck that he had a baby with that ghost shark Alexandria? That wasn't you. And you're going to die alone because Tumidity Doobie is divorcing you? This is the best. I've enjoyed this way too much.
I gotta go. I got some vacuuming and eating pumpkin pie and drinking red wine to do. I'll talk to this all later. Bye.
Craven, don't poke the bear. That's all I'm saying, bud.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good idea, Craven. Plot twist.
Plot twist.
So she's a 100-year-old ghost and I still want to bang.
Yeah.
Dude, right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She's way too hot to be a fucking 100-year-old ghost. Doesn't look like my grandma.
Hey, little kitchen, I just heard you.
I may have said this on the show before, but if I was in a... I mean, I have lived in a haunted house, but if I was in a haunted house again and the ghost was very active, almost poltergeist style, I would have said to the ghost, now listen here, ghost, listen.
Listen,
you know what? Yes. If you're going to be in this house moving shit around, you might as well clean my house while you're living here. Thank you. You're not living here rent-free. So if there... So whenever that ghost did shit without my permission, I'm going to be all like...
Was it a horny haunted house?
Yes. Actually, one of my cousins used to live in a haunted house, and in the room that... In one of the rooms, if you slept in there, you would have really weird, violent sex dreams.
B, you should go to a brothel across the street and tell you want to play ghost hunting.
Yes.
Oh, Bobby.
No, hello.
Little hot
it's Hot Fire Mixtape. No. See,
you
want to
watch this hot fucking... Oh, bitch! Ah!
That pussy scratched you.
See, even I can't get, like, my cat is usually the only pussy I can get, and I can't even get that today. Fuck.
No way, ghost cat. I know it makes sense for you to be on this episode, but still, you're annoying. Go away and leave me alone. Okay. Oh, you're being nice to me today. Okay, I'll give you a pat. Here's a pat. Well, that's a nice ghost cat. It's nice that you're actually being nice to me for once.
Dude, why are all these kids watching and giving a theory of what's going on right now?
Because that's what kids, mostly all these YouTubers, all their audiences are young kids. It's just kind of disturbing.
It's kind of fucked up, yeah.
Mm.
Irresponsible ass parents.
Yes.
It's all right.
Ghost Cat is actually really nice to me today. I don't. Maybe the timeline changes fixed.
Maybe. Mm. I think it's just impressed that you caught that bullet.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, you did.
Need to apologize for being yourself.
What'd he say? What'd he do?
Oh. I think... Wait, he's not racist.
Of course he's not racist. We know what racist looks like.
Exactly.
Oh! Don't bite my dick!
Dude. Tell her to come on here and she can do that to me in that makeup. Oh.
I was going to say, Colin, if that happened to you, you'd be like, yeah, I like this.
I'd be like, no, this is awesome. This is fantastic.
See, why didn't he just jump out of the window like earlier?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be a good movie. It would be over.
I'm out of the house. I'm saved.
Oh, yeah, broke his leg and he needs the spark plugs because the idiot threw him in the fucking bush.
Yes.
I'm going to look.
I'll look.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's just a small cut, but it's still good.
Lick it.
Dude, this is hilarious. This is hilarious. When I saw this for the first time, I died, dude. I was laughing so hard.
We'll send you $50. We'll send you $200 if you lick it.
Dude, he just... Like, that's going to do anything, dude. That's hilarious.
So it's kind of related. Have you guys seen the new meta that's going on YouTube right now?
No, I haven't.
They fixes everything.
Okay, so OnlyFans models who wear transparent clothing while cleaning.
Oh.
They're short, like, 2-minute videos. A lot of them are from fucking Russia. And literally, you can literally see everything. So they're bent over on all fours, and you can literally see everything. But the videos are for educational purposes.
Dude, that's tight. Educate me all day on how to clean.
Yeah, so look up transparent cleaning on YouTube. Dude, not that I've done it, but fuck it, I've done it for science. I'm a professor of science, goddammit.
Yeah, dude, I need to learn how to clean. This is a perfect opportunity to watch videos.
Okay, so I'm looking up like trivia on this movie, and according to trivia,
he's like, okay. So I looked up. I'm looking up transparent cleaning right now on my phone. And I'm like, that's what we need to do. We need to do reaction videos to those transparent cleaning because Bean's a cleaner. He's a professional. He can tell if they're doing a good job. Exactly. Add it to the whiteboard. Add it to the whiteboard.
How many cleaning videos for Bean to watch?
Yes.
We'll make it 15 subscribers.
I'm gonna have to send one of those in the chat now.
Yes. Also, I just gotta say it right now. In the trivia for this movie, Sam Elliott.
I was gonna say, look at that mustache.
That's some Sam Elliott mustache going on there. But anyways, according to trivia, apparently the house that the filmmakers shot at apparently was a real haunted house.
Is that Marty Midnight?
Could be.
Another Frogger.
Mother Frogger. Because he can't swear because of his Twitch, of his live stream.
Oh, yeah, he can't swear. No swears.
Yes. He can't swear, but...
That duct tape must have really helped him. He ran pretty fucking fast.
You'd be amazed what duct tape can do. Duct tape is just magical.
Slim Jim, snap into it. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you don't have like a stick to put your camera on, you got to improvise. Beef cam.
Yep.
Don't let the Slim Jim outside. The ghosts are going to eat it.
Too much sodium.
Yeah. I want a Slim Jim now.
That's no cop. I can't run. My leg is broken.
Yeah.
Hello there, dearies.
I'm 99 years old.
And let me show you how to do transparent cleaning.
I threw that heart in the ocean.
I'm wearing my nightgown and nothing underneath. Is this for you that OnlyFans you kids are talking about today? Who is this body blue? I like the cut of her jib. Those are some rookie numbers.
That ghost is slowly coming towards his car.
That old lady's be like,
I gotta pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
I think that's a keeper.
Yes. That's actually sounding like Baby Boobalini.
Oh.
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 This is what happens when ghosts don't get any of the stuff from Wild Secrets. They just get a little antsy and they just get a little crazy.
And get out on the other side, dude. Ghost?
It's an anti-ICE protester. It's okay. He's peaceful protesting.
I'm sorry, I didn't pay for that parking ticket. I just want to subscribe to your channel.
Oh. That's a good gag. That's a good gag. That's a good gag.
That's really good.
I'll kiss you for 50 more subscribers.
Keep the gun.
I just killed a zombie ghost.
Oh no.
The worst thing that could happen to him, his iPad is broken.
I've got 16 more payments on that. This is when you pick a direction to just start running.
Yes.
My numbers are going down.
I imagine going out in one of those.
But you are a douchebag.
I would be remembered as a really big douchebag.
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's smiling at you because you've decided to become a Twitch streamer. Instead of getting a real job. Sounds like a bad name. Unholy Hand of Power.
They're playing with the Slippy Dipshits at Cravens.
Yes.
First of all, we don't want no streamers. My son's a streamer and he's an embarrassment to the family. He needs to get a job like I do at drywalling. I drywall 15 hours a day, then I come to streamers and watch some titties, and then I go home.
First of all, I also am against live streamers.
Well, I do subscribe to your daughter's OnlyFans.
Well, that's true. OnlyFans.
Oh, sorry. Your stepdaughter. That would be gross.
Funnily enough, I do your wives. Okay, thank you.
That's all we got for this bit.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see you a little later. Bye.
Bye. Kind of killed that bit.
Imagine all the money he's from the stream now. He's probably getting millions.
Yeah, you're not getting your soul back, Dad.
I'm going to put on my kick-ass mixtape.
That's a good line.
Just have a reason to have some a sim score in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna barricade this door. Oh, that was easy. Hey, there's a weed leaf on the wall. Oh, hell yeah.
Hit the stick.
Get your knife, sticky tape it to there with the duct tape. See, guys, duct tape is perfect for every situation.
He subscribes to the red-green school of duct tape.
Yes. And make sure to put your garlic on there as well. To ward off vampires. Even though these are ghosts. And also...
And to give him heroin.
Yeah, yes. A bunch of heroin syringes. Yeah.
Ghost heroin! That's where ghost heroin comes from.
It does.
Ghost heroin is holy water.
It's so gross, dude. You should never fucking share needles. All right, dude. You should never.
Under any circumstances.
Yeah, unless it's a ghost.
We promote safe drug use on this show. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
As your butt tender, I don't condone that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Time to get the cleaver out.
Always have clean needles, kids.
Yes. You dumb vampire ghost. Then he pays off his manager, and your manager's like, keep going further with what you're doing.
Yeah,
it's funny. Just
this is actually working.
Yeah.
And I'm getting more money out of this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're going to be much more successful if you die.
Yes. Like watching a Doom. It's like playing Doom. Stupid rope. Unfortunately, it's not ghost ropes.
No. How does he still have Wi-Fi?
I'm amazed, like, this haunted house has a Wi-Fi signal.
How does that laptop still have battery?
Because I have about, well, that's the thing, there's still power because there's lights going on in that room. So basically, the ghosts of this house have been paying for electricity for like 100 years.
Well, it's ghost power, so.
Yes. Oh, that's true. Ghost power. Sean, please think this through. You never do.
Is this supposed to be like an intervention for the show, B? But well, the tone last time.
It could be.
This feels like a production meeting we had like a couple weeks ago.
It could be.
Yeah, I want to apologize to like all the minorities here. I'm really sorry. It was funny at a time, but and it kind of is still funny. But
I mean, I knew I shouldn't dress up as an ICE officer, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's racist.
You're making it worse. Stop it. Did he just... That picture just looks like it's like giving the finger.
I'd like to apologize for all the whites.
I'd like to apologize for Jacob Fatu.
That's racist!
Dude, don't get me started on that. Dude. That shit fucking was hilarious.
I don't know the answer to that, but I'm not going to tell me you can't say that.
Yeah, dude, you can't tell that dude that you can't say that. He'll fucking kill you. Like, he'll just kill you.
I would apologize to Steve and Leah because their names are up on the walls of this haunted house. And I like that one of them back there said Steve is a dick on the wall.
Dude, where's my baby girl at? Come back, baby girl.
House is rumbling.
She's in there, dude. Just go in there. She's probably taking a shit.
A ghost shit.
I apologize.
Is that...
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's having a boo-poo.
A boo-poo.
We don't accept Hulk Hogan's apology.
Yep, exactly. Uh-oh. Damn stupid dolls. Get rid of them. Oh! Was that a creature in a jar?
Maybe.
Here she comes.
John, do you have any more subscribers?
See, this is what I'm going to do to all three of you guys. We're going to trap you in the house, and then I'm going to gut your souls.
Only if we...
That's going to be so fun.
Only if I'm on Foursome Friday, so that's not going to happen.
I mean, I'll see you on Friday, Bean.
Oh, dear.
You and me, buddy.
I'm scared already.
But Morty is weird. He's a weird dude.
I'm just going to douse myself in salt. Oh!
Oh!
He's being attacked by his own weapon.
Just throw garlic at her. Garlic is bullshit.
Well, she's not a vampire, dude. You should have known this. Just because she bit you on the neck doesn't mean she was a vampire.
Was that a commercial break?
It was. I think so. They've been doing it the whole time. Yeah. And we just aren't getting them. Knock on wood.
Yes, knock on wood. I mean, where's the nearest piece of wood? Oh, there it is. There we go. Of course the ghost's name's Mildred. No modern person would be named Mildred.
Mildred sounds like a character on our show.
Yes. But also, I got the toilet in here. You can't come in. Nope. Uh-oh. There better not be a ghost in front of me when I turn the light on.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It's that bomb.
Oh.
Been taken over.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, my eyes are a little bit milky, but that's beside the point.
He chewed it.
He farted.
Ew! He ate an eyeball.
It was gummy candy. It's fine.
Uh-oh.
Still what?
Let's go for a swim and find out.
Yeah.
He's that would trip balls for a bit.
Ah, it tasted like pee. Damn ghost piss.
Tastes like Batch's bong water.
Yes. Oh, that stopped her. Well, you may be the influencer, but she's an influ-boozer. Oh! Toxic Avenger.
Actually, that would... Influencer's a better G.I. Joe name for him.
Yes.
All right, I'd still tap Mildred.
Take that, Mildred. Have some ghost heroin.
Right, dude.
Go see my new movie in August.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh. Ghost jizz.
Been there.
Yup.
Several times over the last 5 years.
But did somebody say a ghost jizz? It's me, Tamari, or Ghostalini.
Yeah, that's what yours looks like, right? Because it tastes like pesto.
I mean, yes, that's why. Oh, hold on a second. I need to give him some more. Ah, oh, boy. Sorry, don't worry. I didn't aim it at either of you two. I only aimed it at him.
So, Tamari, are you sad that you don't have to look after baby Boobalini anymore? That everybody knows the truth? Sad.
I really love the baby Boobalini. Even though she's not my daughter, she will always be my adopted daughter.
But there's nothing stopping you from having kids of your own now. I'm sure there's some female ghost that isn't a half woman, half shark. Is that there?
Oh, I don't know. I think Mildred is pretty hot.
Still,
is Mildred your type?
Oh, very. I mean, I do like to bang someone's head who's alive against the floor.
Okay, that says a lot about you.
She's also very frisky. And I do want to meet a girl a ghost girl who makes me scream like him.
Right, dude? Me too. Smash.
So excuse me, fellas. I'm going to go into the movie and ask for Mildred's number, so I'll talk to you so later.
You better bring it over to me. Get the fuck out of here.
Don't worry, Colin, my best friend. I'll send her right over to you.
Yeah, dude. Don't fucking get off my Kool-Aid, motherfucker.
Oh, I will. See you later. Bye, Boobalini.
You know, it's a shame we're not doing long-term storytelling on this podcast anymore, because I just thought of a great idea for Tamario, where he just, he's so lonely, he just bursts into song. He's looking for that special someone.
That's why we have Foursome Fridays.
No,
we
don't do that stuff on Foursome Fridays. That was a Tubi thing. That show's different.
Yes.
I totally thought that was a pack of cigarettes on the floor.
Yes.
Mildred's going to start her own channel now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just new character.
Yeah, he did. Do you hear about New Jack in 2K25?
Yes. It's going to piss me off, though, because they're going to do it, but they're not going to license Natural Born Killers. It has to be Natural Born Killers. You can just beep the N-bombs in the song, and I will pop 4D all over the place if they use Natural Born Killers as a theme. Dude, but it's not going to happen.
I want to do that to Mildred.
Yeah.
Sean is like going into this ghost house and attacking all these ghosts and being all like...
Hey, freak show! You're going nowhere!
Sorry, I had to do it.
I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Well, you know who would have been perfect to show Sean what to do here? The Brosicist.
Oh, yes, that's right. But he's dead now, so.
He's dead now, yes. Or is he? The timeline's changed.
Well, that is true. He's probably out there somewhere.
He's dead. He's dead.
Oh, okay, I'm dead, though. See you later. Bye. Well, that was quick.
Yeah.
Ew.
No. Got a boogie.
Nose.
That's her fetish.
Ghost spray.
Ah!
Axe body spray.
Still, while all this is going on, an audience is watching this and, like, doing jack shit to help. Ew. Ghost piss.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't realize ghost piss is just basically Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Well, how many of those energy drinks was he drinking?
All of them.
Uh-oh.
I'm one of your biggest subscribers on YouTube.
See, I would do a found footage movie like this, and when it gets to like the climax like this, I would just swerve everyone and just have The Undertaker show up and just kick ass. Because no one would see that coming. They just show up like the Cenobites in the first Hellraiser.
Yes. And this does the tombstone pile driver on them.
Yeah.
The bitch fell down the stairs.
The difference between you, Colin, and this guy, trying to get away from her, but you're going to be like, take me now.
Dude, all day. I'd be like, smash, let's go.
Come on. Got time.
Yeah, I got loads of time. Let's go.
I got another hour before dinner. Let's do this.
Anyone else think Chrissy is still hot?
Colin, did you write, were you in the chat writing to this movie?
Colin's in the chat right now.
Yeah. I'm like, let me see them titties.
She gave him the finger. Fetish? Like someone's like, please give up.
I just got to cut his finger off.
Yep. Ew. Mind you, he's been running around this entire movie without pants on.
Yeah.
Ah! Not my finger. Don't worry, he's going to get at least another 100 subscribers because of this.
Yes.
Shit. And even more money.
And a suspension.
Yes. Ah, she's being sucked down to hell.
Yeah.
And that was her last day of Shark Week.
Yeah.
This movie is sponsored by Maxi Pads.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to bleed to death.
Duct tape fixes everything, including, like, if you had to cut off your own finger.
Dude, I wish they would have done that with my fucking toe. These duct tape instead of stitches.
Yes.
You did it. Hooray.
He's got 5.9 million viewers.
Where does I go?
I think it's because he got hit. It hit him so hard, it's like swallowed up.
Yeah,
basically that eye looks like what happened to me once when a wasp stung me in the eye.
Fuck that, dude. No.
Like it's, I mean, not on the actual eye, but underneath it, and my eye was swollen for a few days. Like literally couldn't even like see through it because it was all swallowed up.
Oh, uh-oh. Shit.
It's the ghost kids. Somebody in the chat's gonna be like, someone in the chat's gonna be like, best Halloween special ever.
Chip was gay, so fake. Title card.
Coming up next, host, another Shudder original movie, Grave Encounters, The Cleansing Hour. And I don't know what the other two are.
Dude, Host was so bad. That movie was so shit.
I liked Host. Pause. Anyway.
And it could also be a movie for a double feature episode where we need to get back to at some point.
But yeah, anyways, whenever I get my fucking pick.
Yes. I mean, it is your pick, so.
Yes.
But anyways, though. Well, yep, everyone, that was Deadstream, Colin's pick for the show this week. And Colin, a great pick for this one and a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And before we wrap up the show today, Batch, where can people find us on the internet this week, but also listen to Foursome Fridays?
Yes, so every single listener to this podcast, please do your old buddy Batch a huge favor. If you like the entertainment that I brought you over the years, we just basically launched Pop4D on its own, basically podcast feed. So go to wherever you subscribe to your podcast, subscribe, look for Pop4D. And that's where you're going to find Foursome Fridays. That's where you're going to find the wrestling tapes. That's where you're going to find a lot of good stuff that Colin and I have cooking up. And follow me on the my socials at BatchPop4D on X, Threads, and the Blue Sky. And follow Pop4D on Facebook.
Yeah.
Awesome. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't even know where to find myself on the internet. Shit. You can find me with Batch doing Foursome Fridays whenever do it. Like, that's really about it. That's all I'm doing.
He's on staff now. We still don't get paid, but he's got his own corner office.
It's right. It's fucking outside with the dog.
Yep.
Definitely.
And Pete, where can people find you?
Yeah, you haven't, for once you haven't plugged your shit the entire episode.
Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Actually, you know what? It's funny. I kept mentioning I didn't mention zombies at all in this episode.
No!
But if people want to hear me talking about zombies, you can listen to my solo podcast, Beat vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere, including many of its spin-offs as well. However, though, if you want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B Jermaine. Find all my work over at supermarcy.com. But if you want to listen to all things the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, head over to supermarcy.com where you can find the show and as well as all the other shows on the Super Network. But you can also listen to this show and all the others on all podcast streamers everywhere, either via the Super Network podcast feed or just listen to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on its own solo podcast feed. But if you want to support the show, head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and just as little as $1 a month, you'll get early access to all episodes of this show and all the other shows on the Super Network, but you can get a chance to watch the Patreon-only exclusive video versions of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. So, yep, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the show. We hope you all enjoyed it. And come back next Tuesday for a very special episode, because, guys, it's our 5th anniversary show.
Oh, damn, I have to pick 2 movies now. I could barely pick 1.
That's 45 indeed. Years less than Batch.
You leave Batch alone.
Yeah.
I would never.
Indeed. So stay tuned for that, everyone, and we'll see you all next time. See you next Tuesday, guys. Bye.
Bye.
So, Beat, for this transparent cleaning reaction show, I can hook you up with some sexy aunties for that one.
Yes, we can do that.
This is Sean Ruddy coming to you live from Death Manor.
For 7 years now, you have watched me face my fears for your entertainment. There is one fear that I haven't yet faced. I will be spending one night alone in a haunted house. Don't forget to smash that like button, smash that subscribe button, and follow me on Livid.
This is the most haunted house in the United States. Death Manor was built in 1880.
Mildred lived here for 8 years in this house. She hung herself at the end of this hall.
Tonight we're going to be monitoring 3 rooms, all of which have actual documented paranormal activity. I hope you all appreciate the public service I'm doing by being here.
Are you still with what's-her-name?
No, shh, we're here.
Oh, come on, that doesn't even look real. I'm not falling for this Photoshop hack job.
This must be her journal!
Mildred. is collecting souls to create the family she could never have in life.
Soul to the devil.
I understand why you do what you do.